few lines of Gemara, but really a lot that comes out of it. So we've been discussing different ways to understand the Gemara, how to read the Gemara. Just to speak out again, we mentioned a few times, but just to bring it out in more sharper focus, and then I want to go into Nebuki Yosef. The Rashbam in Bava Basra, one of the Gemaras that parallels the sugya later that Tosfos references in the case of Mekach Tos, when the money has to be refunded. So the Gemara has the question that if the shor is here, the shor that was sold, and it was a Mekach Tos, let the person who's entitled to his money back, let him just take the shor. The question comes up in terms of when the option is available, if the person has money or the money that he got, can he pay with something other than money? So if you look in the Rashbam in Bava Basra, the Tzadi Beis, Hirish Rach, the Shaminan Mina, the Hecha de Isle Maos Lelove, Lo Yachu et Chuye Lamal Velafui Mishar Nechasim, the Bay Shuma, Elazuzi Hu de Parale. If the Lova has money, then he cannot deflect payment to the Malva by offering him other Nechasim, meaning Metaltrin, Shavu Kesef. That has to be assessed and so on. But rather, his requirement is to pay with Zuzi. The Lodami Laman Delesli Zuzi. It's unlike a case where the Lova doesn't have any Kesef. In that case, the Shamle Beidina Minichse. In other words, what the Rach is saying, quoted here by the Rashbam, is that the Lova has to pay with Kesef if he has it. If he doesn't have Kesef, then Beis Din does an assessment on his property and he pays with Shavu Kesef. We saw that in Rabbeinu Tam in Tosfos by us, right? That there are Gimel Dinim. Rabbeinu Tam, as Tosfos notes in our Gemara, paskins like Rav Huna when it comes to Nezikin. That's O Kesef O Metav. So that's up to the Mazik to pay. If he doesn't, he chooses, he can pay Metav, he chooses, he can pay Kesef. But the Gemara explains that when it comes to Shavu Kesef Afilu Subin, that's only B'delesle, that's the sugi over here. Rabbeinu Tam goes on and says, when it comes to Balchov, so then if he has Zuzi, he has to pay Zuzi. And if he doesn't have Zuzi, then he doesn't have to go convert the Shavu Kesef into money. That's the Sugin Subis that Tosis references that we read. And finally, the case of Poel, where even if he doesn't have money, the requirement of the employer is to convert what he has into cash to pay with money. So this is what he brings here from the Rach. But then the Rach suggests that no, that it's possible that the Lover could pay with something other than Kesef, even if he has Kesef. Because what would be the... What would stop him from being able to pay with something other than Kesef? We're talking here by a Mekach Tola situation. So he owes back to the Lokeach. The Yesh Misha Omer, says the Rach, quoted by the Rashbam, Hecha de Isnu Lezuzi de Meze Hashor Be'enayu. Okay, what is he saying here? That it has to do with not whether he has money, but whether he has the money that was given him. So that would mean that if the money is still here that he received for the mechira, then he has no option to give back the shor, whatever else it is. He has to give back the money to reimburse the lokeach. But if he doesn't have that money was depleted, he spent it, he could have other money, but he could still choose to pay with Shavu Kesef to reimburse. That's what he says, but he's not sure about it. Tzricha Iyun. Kein Pirush Rach. Says the Rashbam, "V'lo nihiru li ha'ilish nabaskal kal." The second lashon, if the Yesh Misha Omer of the Rach doesn't appear correct to me, the mali hani mali achrini. What do I care if it's the money that he received for the payment or it's other money? Can the precious milsid Rav Huna, like I explained from Rav Huna's statement, and it was Rashbam earlier quoting the Agamara here, Rav Huna. The Rashbam earlier on the Bahaskal, the Amri Inshi, when the Gemara says you can collect with whatever it is that the person has, so he quoted Agamara. And the Gemara says that Hachamayaskinan b'delesle, the Rashbam quoted our Gemara, and he's applying it now to the situation over here. And he says, therefore, this situation over here that we're talking about, when you owe money back to the person because of the mekach tos, says the Rashbam, I quote Rav Huna, "Delor minan yashav rabos shavet kesef elhecha delesri zuzi." What is this Rashbam indicating to us? Rashbam is echoing our Gemara of Rav Huna in the context of a case of a person who owes money, like a mekach tos situation. I owe you money, like I owe a malva money. And the Rashbam says that I can't give shavet kesef to pay you what I owe you if I have any kind of kesef. And this is the weasel of the words that we see in the Gemara Baba Kama, Delor minan yashiv l'rabos shavet kesef. Notice, doesn't say afilu subin. Delor minan shavet kesef el hechad is d'leskiz. Where's that such a Gemara? Where's that such a Gemara? Notice, Rabbeinu Tam agrees with this din of the Rashbam. No? What did Rabbeinu Tam say, quoting our Tosis in the Warren Ksuvis? What did Rabbeinu Tam say? If the Lova has money, then he can't pay with Shavet Kesef. The Rabbeinu Tam compares it also to what case? Of Mekach Tos. Mekach Tos, Kimo Kein Dino. The same halacha. Kidar Minan, and he quotes basically the same Gemara that we're discussing in Baba Kama, Baba Basar Tzadi Beis. The same Gemara is later Memvav in Baba Kama. And that's the Tosfos that we saw yesterday also over there, later Baba Kama Memvav. Because the Girsa has to be, that's not about the money, but a money. But what Rabbeinu Tam does not quote as a makar is what the Rashbam quotes as a makar. Why did the Rashbam quote Rav Huna? So what's going on? What does it mean? What does the Rashbam mean? The Rashbam means that this sugya is a raya to a case of Balchov. How is it? The sugya is talking about Meta. No, this is exactly what we're showing. Chora, this Rashbam is a makar to what we said pshat here in Rashi. That Rav Huna was addressing the stira by Meitav, and he answered it. O Kesef, O Meitav, finished. What the answer was, as we are masbir, that the halacha of Subin, the halacha of Meitav is limited to Karka. And when you're paying Kesef, there's no din of Meitav. O Kesef, O Meitav, finished. That's the answer. That's the discussion of Meitav. That concludes the discussion. That's the answer to the stira. Ask Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman is nitpicking on the lashon of Rav Huna. You use the lashon kesef, Rav Huna. Oh, kesef. What about shavet kesef? There's a din of shavet kesef. And notice, afilu subin is really not the point. Not the kasha is still here. Shavet kesef. Says the Gemara, that din of shavet kesef is only said by the lesley. That's the Rashbam. That's what the Rashbam says. Yoshua has shavet kesef el hecha de lesley zuzi. Not new subin. It not to do with Meitav. There is a kinira, a ksas shinoi between Rashbam and Rashi. In that Rashi, when he says lesle, Rashi says lesle lo kesef velo sados. Lo kesef velo sados means that you only can have shavet kesef if you don't have either kesef or karka. Sados doesn't mean meitav. Sados is sados. If you have either of that, then you can't be with shavet kesef. So that means that shavet kesef is the lowest on the rung, and it's only if you don't have either of the two, kesef or sados. The Rashbam doesn't say anything about sados. For the Rashbam, what's critical is lesle kesef. Sounds like lesle kesef, you can choose metaltrin just as well as you can choose karka. But this is all the Rashbam. Rabbeinu Tam didn't have a mocha from our Gemara. Why not? Because our Gemara is discussing, what does the Gemara mean? The Rav Nachman's Kasha, and the Gemara answers, but the Lesle, this is not about Shavet Kesef when it works and when it doesn't work. This is about the Halach of Nezikin. We're discussing Nezikin here. And the point is, that the Halach of Nezikin is you have to pay Meitav. And Rav Nachman's Kasha, therefore, would have been, so how do we resolve the stira of the Psukin? He started speaking. Okay, so for Meitav. Rav Huna didn't finish speaking. What did Rav Huna end up answering for that stira? That the drasha of Yulurabo, Shavet Kesef, which means that what? That you don't need Meitav. That's all the stira to Meitav. The answer is, the Torah allows for that type of a payment when you don't have Meitav Sada. That's all the Zikr. So what about the halacha by Mekach Tos, by Halva? Can you pay Shavet Kesef? There's no Gemara here that discusses it. We have to go to Ksuvis. Kuvav, that's what Rabbeinu Tam quotes. And that's the Rabbeinu Hananel. His take on case of Mekach Tos would be that it depends on the money, the money. If you have the money that he gave you, then you have to give back that money. If you spend that money, you have other money, then maybe you can choose to have a kesef. In that regard, he argues on Rabbeinu Tam. And that's what, at least he's mesubik, which is Tzvicha Iyun. That Yesh Misha Omer that he quotes here, the Rach, we don't have the Rach in Baba Basra, but we have a Yesh Misha Omer and the Rach over here. I don't know what to do with the first part of the Rach, I'll leave it. Maybe after everything we can come back to it. But the Yesh Misha Omer in the Rabbeinu Chanan on our Gemara, Hani Mili Ben Ezekin, Dechsibba Humeta, what is he referring to? That's only Ben Ezekin. Because he's discussing the case, if I have Zuzi, can I give Shavah Kesef? And he says, Yesh Misha Omer, Hani Mili Ben Ezekin, Dechsib Bumeta. So what is that Yesh Misha Omer? That's the Yesh Misha Omer that Rashbam has in the Rach, in Baba Basra. That it's only Ben Ezekin that was saying that you can't give Shavah Kesef if it's Islay, if you have Kesef. But by Balchov, You could do it. In Mekachta, only if you have the same money that he paid you, then you can't give him anything but the money. This is all. So again, the Rashbam is mamish, a beautiful marker to how we understood the Gemara here with Das Rashi. The one detail is the question of less, and according to Rashbam, it's just about kesef. Okay, now let's shift gears and go to the Nuki Yosef. All of this, Rabbeinu Tam's distinctions, are within the shita of who? Who is Rabbeinu Tam paskin like? Remember, like Rav Huna. The pashtus is a machlokes. The Rash says, and we have a smach that we hold like Rav Huna because Ravashi was kaveh Rav Huna later. Then the Rash also suggested the possibility that there's no machlokes, and even Rav Papa earlier agrees with Rav Huna. So Rabbeinu Tam paskin is like Rav Huna. If it is a machlokes, then seemingly, were we to hold like Rav Papa earlier, so what would be the halacha, the pashtus, if you hold not like Rav Huna, if you hold like Rav Papa and Rav Huna ben Rav Shua, that kol mili meitavu, then that would suggest that what? That you can even pay with Shavah Kesef, even if you have Kesef. If you have Kaki, you can pay with Shavah Kesef. But Rav Ben Otam goes like Rav Huna. Let's see the Muki Yosef. Muki Yosef is Magdim that we actually hold like Rav Papa von Rav Yeshua before. Yashiv, it's the beginning of the Sugi of Meitav. Yashiv Kro Yisrehu, the Mechdik Sibal Bo Yishalim Kesef. Yashiv Lama Lilem Yishalim Kesef Ba'olav, what's the Yashiv? V'lo Ba Yashiv El Rabba Shavah Kesef Afilu Subin. The Mashma Kol Shavos, whatever it is that you give back in whatever form, whatever level, whatever grade, the Kol Mila Diyavli Mitalti Meitavu. Ukira Papa V'Rafuna Pasku Hilchus Al Kol Mefarshim. So the first statement Muki Yosef is like the way the Rif Paskins. So Tosis quoted that the Rif Paskins that way, like Rav Papa V'Rav Yeshua earlier. That by Mitaltin Kol Mefarshim. Why is that true? Because why is Mitaltin have the quality of Meitav? What do they explain? Because metalton can be transported easily, and you can always find somebody somewhere that will purchase it, and therefore it has the same meta. Says the Muki Yosef, now the kasav haram mazal, ha din matzi yohiv rei afilu subin, the idea that you can give, you can pay, even subin, that we're talking here by Nezikin, hani mili hecha, the Lesle Lemazik Zuzi. This is only when the Mazik doesn't have money. Then he could pay with Subin. Avohecha de Isle Lemazik Zuzi. Lomatsi Dachile Lenizik Elabizuzi. Okay, let's pause for a second. Says the Ramah, that which we know that you can pay with Subin is only when the mazik doesn't have money. If he has money, then he has to pay money. And he, again, he's going according to who? According to our Papa, Vunabidiv Yeshua. They are the ones who told us that Metaltelin counts as Metav. But why did they say Metaltelin counts as Metav? Because you can convert it to Kesef. So working off of that, the Rama is saying, no, if you have Kesef, then you can't obviously give the thing that's Netav because it can be readily converted to Kesef, you got to give the Kesef. What would Rav Huna say about this? Oh, Kesef o Netav, what? You can give Kesef, you can give something else, you can give, what? Shabbat Kesef, Bakarka, you can give. He doesn't stam, he doesn't agree with the Yisod of Komili Metavu. So you couldn't give it the Makom Kesef, you give Karka. What the Ma'a is saying is you can only give Kesef. And even if you hold like a Papa of Yeshua, but precisely because, what do we have here? The Maila of Metav is that you can convert to Kesef. No, if you have Kesef, you have to give Kesef. Continues the Rama. V'hu adin l'balchov v'gabi mekachtos. So too by balchov mekachtos, if you have zuzi, you cannot give anything but zuzi. Now, the din itself is not new to us, right? That's Rabbeinu Tam's second of the three dinim, right? That if you have, and the Rashbam that we just read, if you have zuzi, you can give shavu kesef. But what did Rabbeinu Tam base it on? He passes like Rav Huna, but he bases it on the Svara, based on the Sugin Ksubis, and like the Rush quotes, because you gave Zuzi, you expect back Zuzi, that's what you're expecting, with the Dindo Raisa, Dindo Rabbanan, but that's what's based on. That's not what Ramah is saying. The Ramah is comparing Balchov to Nizik, and he's comparing it because he says what you have here is, in the case of Mekachtos, the Havelei Moche Kigazlin. Notice, what about Balchov though? Balchov is not a Gazlin. So we'll have to see about Balchov in a second. He talked about two cases. He talked about Hu Adin LeBalchov, the Gabi Mekachtos. Now, I'll ask you, Balchov, what's that about? So we'll come back to that in a second. Mekachtos, interesting. How do we view the Mocher who cheated the Lokeach and he has to reimburse him? We view him as a Gazlin, and the Gazlin has to pay me Metav. And if he has to pay Metav, then what's required? You have to pay Zuzi. V'hu adinu b'chov v'gad mekachos t'hav l'imocher k'gazon v'gazon chad mi'chav da'ot ovas nezikin v'gad b'meitav amina perak ha'mocher peros. That's the case that we keep going back to. Mocher shol chavero idrek l'shtalumi minei l'shkol tur b'zuzi. That's when he doesn't have money. U'behed ya'aminan ha'asam di'is l'zuzi lo matziyam l'shkol tur b'zuzi. The Gemara says if he has money, the Gersa is money, not the money, any money, then he can't take the shor. Then he has the right to take kesef. No, that's mekachtos. So first of all, Chiddush in the Muki Yosef that mekachtos, the mocher has a din of a gazlin because he's cheated the person out of his money. The fact that I took your money shelo kedin because it was a flaw in the commodity that I sold you makes me a gazlin. Chiddush, and therefore my reimbursement responsibility is defined by the standard of netav, which is what is true by a gazlin. Interesting chiddush. So a case of a mocher has to reimburse his lokeach in the mekachtos case, he has to pay zuzi because he has to pay meta. Good. But he said balchov in the same sentence. Balchov pays what? Balchov pays, collects what? Beninus. Oh, so now remind yourselves a daf earlier, in the Gemara daf earlier, it's Muki Yosef later. Had it, or was it earlier? I forget. Maybe it was later. The Rama Paskins, or it's later. The Rama Paskins, like what Manda Omar? How do you get to Beinus? There's two Manda Omar. Ula, and then there's Rav Shimon, right? Ula holds that Midaraisa Balchov is Dino Be, Ziburis, like the Pasuk Hidarshins, and then the Chachamim elevated him, upgraded him to Beinus. The other Manda Omar that we saw holds that Balchov Midaraisa is the Edis. But the Chachamim took away that and gave him bainus. Why? Because a person shouldn't see some person has a very nice choice land and he'll lend him in order to be able to collect the Yidus land. Okay, so the first thing is to recognize the Ramah Lishitasa. The Ramah Paskins, the Midaraisa, Balchop Dino Beidus. Now we're still not out of the woods yet because Lamaisa Midraban Dino Beidus. So we still have to figure this out. That's who he's going to address in a second. But what he's basically saying is a Balchop is going to have to, is going to collect Zuzi. And there's no option to pay with anything but Zuzi because of the din of Meita. Everything is coming through the lens of Meita. So let's see how he addresses Baal Chov. Continues the Ramah. So we have Baal Chov, Nami Masma Hachi Perka Kosev. This is the same Gemara Bino Tam quoted. Gabe Huto Mosa Ba'akum Havi. But listen to now the logic. What's the logic? Why is it that the Baal Chov is going to have a right to collect Zuzi if the person, if the Lova has Zuzi? The Chayn Mashma Milishna de Aminan Hacha. Taima Mishum de Ilo Mizdavin Hacha, Mizdavin Hacha. Who's he quoting here? Whose Svar is this? The Papa earlier, Papa Punir Mishum earlier. Who define kol mili meitav by mitaltelin? That's the driving force here for the Ramah to say that he has to pay zuzi because he has to pay meitav. So he's working within them. According to Rav Huna, would this be true? No. The shaminan mina, the kula milsa, the entire drive of the whole agenda of meitav is lizmune le lenizik the main niske bezuzi. The whole point is to be able to give the mazik, or the person who's entitled to eat this, back money. That's what meitav means. The kavan de mehai taimahu, again, all working within that logic, memela masma, so then it follows, the chi israel mazik zuzi, mechaiv lemesav lezuzi. That's by a mazik. The chena din bebalchov. Oh, now, how does this carry over to balchov? Ay, balchov is dino bebeninis. Here comes the next chidush. Why does he get bainus? Again, it's not because of Ula that Midaraisa Biziburis and he got upgraded to bainus. The Ramah Paskins, the other direction. Midaraisa Dino Beidus. Midrabanan, they took away that Koach of Idis and they said bainus. But they didn't take it away in regard to the specific Nakuda of the Din of Idis. This still remains for the Balcho. Because what was the logic of why they downgraded him from Idis Midaraisa to Beninis? That's only true relative to the Idis of Karka. But it wouldn't be true when it comes to Zuzi. That he still has a claim on. Why? V'chein adin b'achov, d'ha d'gara kocho d'malve b'beninis havyu mishum chshasha d'ekpot v'alvenu. Remember that svara? In Gittin, ekpot v'alvenu, that I'm going to quickly Chaparayin to lend him money in order to be able to get his Edis land. V'holo shayach ela b'karka. D'lo matzi l'avruchele. Karka, he can't hide anywhere. It's here. It's not going anywhere. It's visible. So then there's a chash that he's going to want to be able to collect his karka Edis, so he'll lend money for that reason. But if he's, that would not apply to anything but karka. V'metalteli v'zuzi. So what? Oh, he has a lot of money in his bank account. So let me lend him in order to be able to collect. First of all, I know what that means. I lend him in order to get Zuzi, but metalitalin, let's say, nice metalitalin. But he can always hide it somewhere else. It wouldn't be able to be clear that he'd be able to get it. He could always conceal it. Metalitalin v'Zuzi d'leko memra l'haytayma yofekocho. So to the extent that it's not karka, the claim of Edis is still here even after the takanas chachamim. Therefore, the din meitav, which still exists with regard to Baal Chov, namely, if he has zuzi, the Baal Chov has the right to collect zuzi, because that din meitav never was removed. So this is part one of the Ramah. If you have zuzi and the taltali, his claim would be on zuzi because of din meitav. It's as true by a nizik, and it's true by Baal Chov as well, and of course by Mekach Tos as well. But the logic is very different than what we've seen anywhere until now. The logic is being driven not by some svara of, well, he's expecting money, like we saw in the rush. It's driven by the din of Netav. And it's driven by the pshat of Netav that was established by Rav Papa and Rav Huda ben Rav Yeshua earlier. That Netav is defined as being able to more readily be Zuzi. And therefore, if you have Zuzi, then obviously the first order of claim is to go Zuzi. And therefore, it's true for a Nizik to collect. And it's also true for a Balchov, because even though, again, you have to start with the fact that Balchov dino be'idus midaraisa, which is how he paskin, we saw it in the earlier Gemara. And you have to add, as he says over here, that the Chacham only took away kochol if he's going to collect karka, meaning if the order is karka, then the karka he'll have to collect is bainus. But if there is Zuzi, he'll still get the claim on a metav of Zuzi. Again, and this is unique here to the Muki Yosef, because this is not something we've seen before anywhere, this idea, this whole cheshbon. Part two of the Ramah. We'll have to start seeing how this plays out in other makoros, but this is how the Ramah. V'chein nire, the Yisrael metalteli ve'ara. So now, until now, we're talking about the Azuzi and metalteli. What gets Kedima? Zuzi and metalteli? What?
Zuzi,
money. Now he says, let's say the mazik, or the lova, has metalteli and karka. Lo matzi yoiv le'ara. He can't pay with karka. The metalteli adifi tfei lahai taima. The metalteli adifi tfei lahai taima. What's the high taima mean? Lahai taima. What's the high taima, are you? Yes, the svara of a papa earlier. Again, he's all going back to that svara. If you don't accept that svara, Afuna doesn't accept it, so it wouldn't be so. But he's going with that svara of a papa earlier. So if the svara of Netav is that you have to be more readily close to Zuzi, then the same way he said just until now, that if you have Zuzi, you can't give metalteli. If you have metalteli, you can't give karka. Why is that true? Kaka requires a whole formality with achraz and so on. Metaltin is much easier, easily, more readily convertible to Zuzi. He has a house, and yet what are you collecting? You're collecting metaltin, even though he has real estate. The answer is because that's the halacha, that you collect from metaltelin and not karka, and therefore there's no option. He has to pay metaltelin. So these are two parts of the Ramah. The din is clear that there's kedima for money over metaltelin of a shavah kesef, and it is a kedima of shavah kesef metaltelin over karka, and this is true by mazik and nizik, and it's true by balchov, because to that extent it's also as a din of metav. And it's true for Mekachtos. And what makes it true is the svara of what was given to Metav earlier of Kol Mili Metav. That's the Mukiyos. Now, there's a whole question of where are there other indications and other Rishonim that accept the Mukiyos. The Rush yesterday, what did we see in the Rush at the end of the Rush yesterday about this issue? Did the Rush talk about Kedima? A little bit, right? At the end. At the very end of the Rush, in Simen Hay, the Rush talks about Priyas Balchov. What does the Rush say? In Priyas Balchov, nearly, I iske lelove metaltli umekarkoi. If the love has, see, I'm on the last couple lines in the Rush. In Priyas Balchov. Nearly, the lova has metaltin and karka. Kafinan le lemesav le metaltili im chafetz bahachi hamalve yosem mibikarkoi. Now, where's the rush coming from here? The lova has metaltin and karka. This would be the equivalent of the last part of the Ramah, right? The Ramah's last part was metaltin and karka. Now, what did the Ramah say? There's no options. He has to take he has to pay mitaltelin because of the din of meitav, and that's by Bachov as well. That's the Rama. What's the Rush saying? If the malva prefers metaltalin over karka, then he has to pay in metaltalin. So the Rush is also saying that metaltalin is more readily convertible to Zuzi. So, therefore, the Lova has to give metaltalin if that's what the Malva desires. Why? Because of its slur. That's what he's expecting. Zuzi Yoiv Shaki. So, therefore, he gets what's closest to what he gave him. Is that the Ramasvar? Why did the Ramas say that he gives metaltalin, that he has to pay metaltalin over Karka? What did the Ramah say? What? Because of the din of what? What dictates that? Meta. Because the Ramah is going with the idea that Balchov Dino, the Edis with the Raisa, and the Rabbanan only took away the din of Edis to Beinus when it comes to Karka based on the Svar that Chash of Ekvot the Ovenu, that I'm going to try to lend the money in order to be able to seize his Karka. That's only true by Karka where it's seizable because it can't be concealed. So it was only a din by karka that reduced him to bainness, but when it comes to anything else, the din meitav is still in place, and therefore the din of balchov entitles him to get anything that's closest to zuzi, whether it's metaltalin, and karka is the lowest on the hierarchy. The Rush is not dealing with that. So we have to understand, so when it comes to balchov, the Rush could be holding that the whole din of balchov to begin with is biziburis. He doesn't hold like Ula, right? But we'll have to know where it could be nogea for the Rush. This issue is well be by Nezikin. What would you say if the Nizik has metaltalin and karka? Did the Rush discuss this case? The Nizik has metaltalin and karka. Can he choose to pay with karka? What?
Rush said the riff was correct.
Yes, which means that does he have to pay metaltalin? Can he pay karka? What's the Shita Sarash in this question? What? If the Nizik wants to pay with karka, and he has metaltalin, could he do so? What?
I'd say yes, because he can give him money that he has to.
He could do so. He could do so. He can get him karka edus. What did the Muki Yosef say, the Ramah? All these cases are the same for him. The din of meitav demands that he gives him the closest thing to Zuzi. If he has Zuzi, it's got to be Zuzi. If he has metaltalin and karka, he's got to be metaltalin. That's closer. And that's true across the board. It's true by Mazik and Nizik, it's true by Balchob, it's true by Nekachtos, which is like a Gazlin. All these things have in common the din of Meta. And the Svara, defining it, is the Svara of what we had earlier, that what Meta has to do with is the fact that it'd be converted to Kesef. So you have to know, why would the Rush disagree when it comes to Nezikin? And even here, the Rush is using the Svara that it's more convertible to Kesef, but not because of the Meitav. After all, we're talking about Chov here. Balchov is not dealing with the Meitav. Who says Balchov is the Edis? The Ramah. The Ramah holds Midaraisa Dina B'Edis, and he goes out of his way to explain, and even though they took it down to Bainis, it's only by Karka, but not by Karka, it's still Dina B'Edis. The Rush can't say that. So by Balchov, he has a different explanation. So then what about by Mazik and Nizik? Shouldn't the Rush agree that the Nizik has no choice but to pay with metaltalin? But it's not true. The Rush doesn't say. So keep this question in mind. The Choret HaHara. I mean, in that regard, maybe the logic, the Muki, and the Rush paskins like who? Rav Huna or Rav Papa? Rav Papa. So then where do we go wrong in the svara of the Ramah? When it comes to Balchov, you understand the Balchov's din is not Be'idus. The Rush holds Be'ziburis, the Chacham of Great Be'inus. Who's talking about Meta? So the Rush has to come on to this other svara, but he gave him money, he's expecting money back. The Ramah works with this idea that Balchov really has still a din of Edis. Even after they took it out to Be'inus by Karka, he still has a din of Edis, din of Meitav. And din of Meitav is defined by Kosis Tezuzi, like Rav Papa said earlier. Okay, this is what the Rush says over here. So therefore, he has to give him Metaltalin. Now let's look at the Lashon HaTorah. It's a big machokas, how to Rimshat in the Torah, the Nosi Kelim on the Torah. Lashon HaTorah here is Nezikin, right? Tough your test in Choshen Mishpat. Lashon HaTorah is as follows. You see how you fellows go pshat in the Torah, yeah? Kishabayin lahagvos nizik nisko. When Beis Din is coming to force collection, that the mazik has to pay up for the hezek he caused. Roin, we observe, imyesh lemazik metaltalin. If the mazik has metaltalin, ein yardin lenachasav limkor karkaosav, ela yitin lo metaltalin. So first sentence of the Torah is, the mazik has metaltalin, and yardin lenachasav limkar karkaosav. Ela yitin lo metaltalin. It continues, afil sheyesh lo kesef yachol l'shamu besubin, v'komei de metaltal metavu, v'shamu nasik mashi yachol l'machro miyadu v'mkomo. Now, what's the source of what the Rush is saying? Of the Torah, rather. What's the source of the Torah? If the Lova has Metaltlin and Karka, what does he say? Ein Yordin L'chasav Limkar. Does this mean? What does it mean? That he has to pay Metaltlin? Or he can't pay Metaltlin? Look at the. I want to know how to touch these words. Rowan in Yesh Kamazik Metaltlin in Yardin Nechasav Limkor Karkaosav. The Beis Yosef took it one way, the Bach and the Drisha argue and learn differently. That's the big machlokes. He had to read the Torah. If you look at the Beis Yosef on the right margin, he says, this is from the Rush. The Rush speaks about Priyas Chov, and he quotes the words that we just read in the Rush. So what did the Rush say by Lov and Malve? We force the Lova, if he has Metaltlin and Karka, we force the Lova to pay what? The Lova is Metaltlin and Karka, we force the Lova to pay Metaltlin. What was the reason the Rush gave? Because Zuzi Yoyev, so he gets back what he gave. And the closest thing to Zuzi is what he gave him is Metaltlin, which is more sellable. Says, and he quotes Atkan Lashono. Says the Beis Yosef, so the Torah is carrying over that idea to Nezikin. Means that the Nizik has no choice but to pay metaltalin to the mazik has no choice but to pay metaltalin to the nizik. The Dima Rabbeinu, the Torah compares Priyas Nezikin with Priyas Balchov. Wait a second, is it really comparable? Or is there a reason to distinguish? What would you think? When did the Rush say this? That he has no choice but to pay metaltalin? When? Why? Because that's what he granted. Says the Beis Yosef, I understand that. Afal pishiyeh shechal b'neim, the ad kan will come our rush. You see what I'm reading the Beis Yosef? Yeah, Rabbi Yosef Seir Yom Nasad. I can't go on my rush. Ella Balchol Mishum Dekim Dezuzi Yoev. Separate. Abu Benazak and Dureka High Time. Well, Mashmo Rabbeinu. No, the Torah didn't think we did distinguish. Dekim Do Ashkelon De Pog Rabbanu Benayu Balchi Yom Fagim. We don't find anyone distinguishing. Says the Bach. No, no, no. That's not what the Torah meant at all. It's not what the Torah meant. If you look at the Bach. He says, where did the Torah get this idea that Metalton comes before Karkas? He quotes the Gemara earlier of Kol Mili Metavu. After quoting that Gemara, he says, Alma, I mean, like the, after they get thinner, three lines down, Alma, the Metalton have Tvei Metav in Mekarkoi. Even Subin is considered Tvei Metav in Mekarkoi. Afopish and Nizek Chafetz Yosef Bekarka. Here's the thing. The Nizek prefers Karka. The Mazik would rather give him a Talitulin. Do we force the Mazik to give what the Nizik is asking? That's what the Torah means. Or can the Nizik give his preference, which is Talitulin? That's what the Torah is discussing. The Nizik prefers Karka. Matzi Amalei Mazik, because of the halacha that Metalton can be converted to Kesef, to Metav. Therefore, Mazik can say, "Ana yavin lachidinach Metav dana metalteli filasubin." Eldim ein lo metaltelin yavri mi Metav sadei dainu idis. But suppose the Mazik would rather give karka. Is that what the Torah means? Again, by Balchov. It's clear. What did the Rush say? By Balchov. If the Lover would rather give Karka, can he or can't he? Cannot. That's the Svar the Rush gives. Zuzi Yoyev. The Beis Yosef is assuming that the Torah is saying the same thing over here. Even though there's a lot you can distinguish. It says about the Torah never said it. That's not what the Torah is saying. The Torah is not saying that he has no choice but to give Metalton over Karka. He can give Karka if he wants. That's his choice. But he can't. You can't force him to give Karka. If he prefers Metalton, he has equal opportunity to give Metalton. That's all the Torah means. That's what the Bach goes on and says. Then Engel Metalkin Yovli Metal Sadeo, then it is Avo, Im, first the lines get wider. Avo, Mamazik Chafetz, Vitin Lokaka, Manizik Chafetz Metalkin, Eina Nizik Yochel Kufo, Elinosim Oidis Karkosov. If he prefers, to, if the Mazik wants to give Karka, he may do so. Kidisiv Kra, Metav Sadeo, Yishale. Umizel Lokasav Abeno Kum. The Pshito, the Benizik, and the Atkan Lokasav Arash. The wide lines now. Atkanu kasev arash perkam de bavakama of Rabbeinu le'el shem kof aleph elu bebal chov dim chafetz malve bemetaltelin ein alo v'yachol chufu u'gach menu karka. Why? The keva de zuzi yoev shakul komi de mikvev v'zuzi tvei hanu metaltelin avu benezaken ina nizik yachol chufu u'gach metaltelin. V'lo kasev Rabbeinu, all the Torah is saying is hecha da mazik chafetz gitan metaltelin ba nizik ina chafetz elu bekarka. And the Nizik doesn't want to accept Metalitulin. No, the Nizik says, I'm a purist. I look at the words of the Pasuk, Metav Sadeu, I want you to pay me Karka. And the Mazik says, no, I want to give you Metalitulin. I want to hold on to my Karka Edis. Can the Mazik give Metalitulin or not? That's what the Torah means. The Kamed, the Chayv Likach Metalitulin, the Nizik has no choice but to accept Metalitulin because it says another Pasuk of Yashiv. Right? All this is not the way Beis Yosef understood. The Haven Medivir Abenu, the Kavanah Salom, the Kafina Lega Mazik, Litrim Metalton, Vahalesa, Oki the Pirashti, Yada Mazik Alo Yona. And so says the Drisha Barichas here as well. So what do we have here? Machlokes had a Wimshat in the tour. What did the Demuke Yosef say when it comes to Nizik and Mazik? We always say. What did he say, Demuke Yosef? What was his Shita? What does the Nizik have to, what does the Mazik have to pay? Because that's the din of Metav. And that he carries over to Balchov because it's also din of Metav by Balchov. The Rush says a svar by Balchov which is unique to Balchov. The Pashtus, that means that by Mazik and Nizik, the Svar doesn't apply, and therefore the Mazik does have the upper hand, and that's the way the Bach and the Drisha were shot in the Torah as well. The Torah only meant that the Mazik has the right to give Metaltalin. But not that he has to give Metaltalin, he can also give Kark. Now I ask you the following question in Havana. But where... What room does the Torah or the Rosh have to argue on the Ramah? Isn't the Svara valid? Isn't the Svara a good Svara? What's the din of Netav? So if we hold like our Papa earlier, what's Netav about? Converting to Kesef. That's what they said. So why are you drawing the line and say, well, he could give Metaltalin because that counts as Netav. Not that he has to give Metaltalin over Karaka. Why isn't the Ramah correct in Svara? I want to understand what's the Nekudas HaMachokas here. Remember, the Rosh also paskins like Rav Huna and Rav Huna Be'Evisho and Rav Papa earlier. And yet, what we see here is that Chol Pachas, the Bach and the Drisha are saying that the Torah never said that by Nezikin he has to give Metaltalin. That's the Ramah's Chiddush. But why shouldn't he be right? Why shouldn't the Ramah be correct? Again, the Cheshbon is clear to everybody where we are? The Ramah said it by Balchov as well for the same reason. Because the Ramah was going that Balchov is also basically Be'idus and to the extent that we're not talking about Karka, he has the same claim over Edis, whether it be on Zuzi, over anything else, whether it be on Metaltalin over Karka, and that's why he carries over to the Balchov. That already we can dismiss. We can say, no, Balchov's din is Bebenis and Bederaisa was Iburis, and therefore if you want to discuss Balchov, it's going to be a different logic, and that's what the Rush mentions. He gave money, he expects money back, good. Metaltalin is closer to money, I can accept that by Balchov, that's where the Rush is coming from. But back to Nezikin. Nezikin is a din of Metav. And you're going to go with the Svara of Metav that was given earlier, that Kol Mila Metav, because it's Ilo Mizdavin Hach, Mizdavin Hach. So why wouldn't that dictate that he has no choice but to give Metaltalin? He can't opt for Karka. What the Bach and the Drisha are saying, Bedas HaTur, is that all the Tur meant was that he can give Metaltalin even if the Nizik wants Karka. But if he wants to give Karka, he can do so as well. Why? What's wrong with the Svara of the Ramah? Can you sweat a minute and then we'll hear from you? What do you say? What's the Nekuda here? L'maisa, the Svara of Metav is clear. If it's more convertible to Kes. So why can he give Kark? Why shouldn't Metav require him to give Kark? To give Metaltalin, rather. Why can't he give Kark? He should have to give Metaltalin. That's what the Ramah said. No, Ari, what do you say?
Maybe I'm seeing both scenarios. We care to give the guy. Why do we care to give the guy Zuzi in the first place? We want to give him Zuzi because that's obviously.
We're talking Metaltalin and Karka now. Zuzi is the first step.
Right, but
Zuzi, the closer to Kesef, the more Metav it is.
Why do we want to get closer to Kesef in the first place? Because both times we want to help out either the Nizak or the Baal Chov. Both of them are at a loss, so we're trying to help out each one of them. That's why I want to get it.
We're talking about Nizik, and Nizik is entitled to Metav.
Right.
Why can't his claim on Metav require the Mazik to give Metaltalin over Karka? That's our question.
Right, but
the Ramah's Shita.
Right, but Baal Chov, we're going to want it even closer to Kesef as close.
Baal Chov is a definition. Baal Chov, according to the Ramah, that's the unique sheet of the Ramah, Baal Chov is really the Karon, also the Edis, and they only took it away by Karka, so he carries it over as well. That I understand we don't have to accept. Now we have to speak about other Svaras by Baal Chov, and that's the discussion we started with. That's the Rosh, that's the Rach in the Rashbam in Bava Basra. Could he pay with the Rabbeinu Tam Bayas? Yeah, could he pay with other, something else other than if he has only Zuzi? Can he if he has Zuzi, can he give with something short of that? Metaltalin versus Karka. Let's leave Balchov out. Back to Nezikin. There's a din of Meta. He has Metaltalin, he has Karka. According to the Ramah, he has to pay Metaltalin. According to the Bach and the Drisha and the Tur, he can give either one. The Nizek cannot demand karka over metaltlin, he can give metaltlin. But if he wants to give karka edisk, he could. But why wouldn't Meitav require him? If Meitav is defined by the converting to kesef, why wouldn't Meitav demand of him to give metaltlin? So I think maybe something like this. The Muki Yosef is taking that idea of the Gemara earlier, I think, to mean that mamish, the chiyuv of Meitav is to give him what is as close to kesef as possible. Kesef or whatever is close. That's what Meitav means. That's the chiyuv of Meitav. When the Gemara answers the stira earlier by saying Subin works because it can be sold somewhere, so the Gemara is saying, what is the taich of Meitav? Meitav is what is most karov to Zuzi. That's the chiyuv. That's why Subin qualifies as Meitav, because that is Meitav. No, if that's the case, then if you have Karka Idis and you have Metaltelin, so Karka Idis is, you know, you have a lot of people who are interested in grade A Karka. But what's easier to convert to Zuzi? Grade A Karka or Metaltelin? Grade A Karka is only local. You know, who knows, if someone lives somewhere else, they're not necessarily interested in buying real estate over here. Metaltelin, you can easily find a market somewhere. So you don't have to do a shuma, and so you don't have to do a hachraza, and so on. So metaltelin is obviously a greater metav than karka, and metav is, the definition of metav is what is kosher to Zuzi. That's the mukiyosin. That's why the result is that when it comes to any halacha of metav, metaltelin takes precedence over karka. The Rosh also goes like Rav Papa when Rav Yeshua. But he doesn't learn it the way I just said, that the definition of Meitav is give him what's karov lezuzi. Meitav is Meitav, choice, mufchar. When it comes to karka, the definition of Meitav is because it is best karka, it's a good karka, it's grade A karka. They're machadesh that you can define Meitav in this shein Meitav can also apply to Subin. Because Subin is gonna, you'll have a market for Subin somewhere. You can sell Subin anywhere, somewhere someone's gonna want Subin. So therefore, it has a shein Meitav. Therefore, I can choose to give you that too. Because I'm giving you Meitav with that. But that doesn't preclude giving you Karka Idis. Karka Idis is also a Meitav. It has, it's also people, it's desirable. It's also desirable. It's just that the shein Meitav on Metaltelin because of the svara that can convert to Kesef. But not that the chiyuv Meitav is to give you what's carved to Kesef. The chiyuv Meitav is to give Meitav. Can we call Metaltelin Subin Meitav? Yes, for the reason given. But it's not that the chiyuv Meitav is to give you what's carved to Kesef. The chiyuv Meitav is to give Meitav. Do I have Meitav here? Yes. Do I have Meitav here? Also yes. So I'll give you Karka Meitav. It's not that the din Meitav has to be defined strictly in terms of this issue. It seems to be maybe why the Rosh doesn't automatically have to latch onto this sheet of the Ramah and hold this way, the Tur as well, according to the Bach, that you have to give Metaltelin over Karka. You can give Metaltelin or you can give Karka, but you can't demand one or the other. It's up to me. Yada Mazaga Lo Yona. Because this is also called Meitav. But Karka is also called Meitav. But the Ramah would say that the din of Meitav is give what's karvul kesef. That's as far as he takes Rav Papa. What does Rashi hold about this? What's Rashi's shita? Seemingly a stira in Rashi's. Let's see. What do we have? Rashi here on Beis Amid Aleph. On the Mishnah. Let's look at the Rashi on the Mishnah. The Meitav Ha'aretz. Last Rashi on the Mishnah. Kishehizik Chava Mazik, L'shaim Nashrim Nezik, Meitav Ha'aretz. Says Rashi, Me'idis Nechasov, Yigveh D'mei Hazeko. From the Edis of his property, the Nizik can claim the value of the damage. Imrotza Lefralo Karka. If the mazik wants to pay karka, no. What's this? Imazik rotsa lefrol karka. What does imrotza? Imrotza means that there is something else. And he chooses, the vikarka means that the mazik has choice, has a choice. Imrotza leflo rokarka. What else does he have? Well, what else does he have? So you could say one of two things. What else does he have? He has kesef. And he could choose to give karka even if he has kesef. Or you could say he has metalton, sheva kesef. And he can choose to give karka. Either way, he has a choice. Question is, what does Rashi mean? What's the other thing he has? And that Rashi is saying they're both on the equal plane. Now, what did the Mugi Yosef say? What's the Manas? What did Ramah say? Dina Metav means there's no way you can win here with this Rashi in terms of Mugi Yosef, in terms of the big picture of the Mugi Yosef. Mugi Yosef says the hierarchy is clear. The first thing is Kesef. The next thing is Metaltrin. The next thing is Karaka. So there's never going to be two of the three where Imrotza. If you have Zuzi, you got to get Zuzi for Metav. If you have Metaltrin, and whatever else, and we don't have Zuzi, Metaltrin and Karka to give Metaltrin. Rashi has given Karka together with something else, and you could choose to give Karka. So that's where we, something in the Mugi Yosef is not good, is going to have to give in terms of Shitas Rashi here, just the Lashon of Rashi, because you don't know what else he had. Now, there's another Rashi, a couple more Rashis, Rashi in Gittin, two Rashis in Gittin, beginning of Hanizakin. Mem Ches Amid Beis. It says, and the Gemara says, the quote of the Braisa, Lo ba kasub, Rabbi Akiva says, Lo ba kasub el libros genezikin min ha'idis. Right? Akiva's Rashi. Says Rashi min ha'idis, Shim ein lo ma'os, v'rotza lefro lo karka, tzarech liten lo mikarka me'ula shelo. Shim ein lo ma'os, Rashi says that the case of Edis is when he doesn't have money. What does it sound like from Rashi? If he has kesef, then he has to pay kesef. That's also the mashmos of Rashi in top of Memtesa Medalef, the top Rashi that I gave you that one. Hachma eskinan goshoysa Edis the nizik ibus the mazik the ukim to the Rebbe Shmo Rebbe Akiva. He says, "Achashin shum bebeizdin amar enli maos luporo yito karka bedme maos nisko." That the case you're paying karka metav of karka is when engel maos. So twice you see in Rashi that if he has money, he cannot pay karka. That means that the din of metav would demand that if he has kesef, he can't pay karka. That's mufurish in the two Rashis. Nope. So first of all, what about the Rashi in Bava Kama? So is it for sure stira? So what, how could you wiggle out here? What can you say? Rashi is happy you have it. You can pay karka even if you had a choice, right? Motzo for old karka. Oh, so maybe the other option that Rashi would be discussing, Rav Nachum suggests this is a possibility, but I think it's going to work against another Rashi we'll see in a minute. But if we just have the Rashis right now, the Rashi that Beis and the two Rashis in Gittin, okay? Let's just leave these two Rashis here. What does it sound like now? You could say that it's not a stira. Why? Because Rashi in the Bava Kama Beis and Medalef and Motzo for Karka means Karka over what? Not Karka over Kesef, that Rashi says in Gittin you can't do this. Kesef, then you have to do kesef. You can't do karka over kesef. The meitav would demand kesef. But maybe the imrotza means if you have what? Karka and shava kesef. So Rashi would have kesef at the first tier, and then equal plane would be metaltulin and karka. Again, this is not like the Ramah. What did the Ramah say? Three distinct tiers for the din of meitav. You have to give, if you have kesef, it's kesef over metaltulin. If you have metaltulin and karka, it's metaltulin over karka. That's clear from the Ramah. Rashi in Bava Kama Daf Beis clearly shows you that there's going to be two things are clearly on the same plane. Right? Karka, either karka or metaltulin can be a choice, but then kesef could be higher, and that could be the Rashi in Gittin. But if I were to learn Rashi, that Rashi says you choose karka over kesef, That's a stira between the Rashis. The truth is, in our Gemara, Rav Huna said what? O kesef o meitav. What does that sound? What does it sound like? Kesef o meitav. What does it sound like? You can give kesef. You can give meitav. That means the choice is yours. Rashash in Gittin Mem Chesem Bey says, how can Rashi say that if there's kesef, you can't give meitav? It's against the Gemara Bavakam. The Gemara, just a little further, the next piece of Gemara, Mitzvah Hashem, I think tomorrow we'll start on it. So the Gemara brings it to the member of Ravasi, and the Gemara says, maybe Ravasi's statement that Gemara is going to quote is Le'inyan Meitav. Rashi's Lashin, Yadir Maschil, Le'inyan Meitav. I'm sure next Yibra Maschil, that we, for the next piece of Gemara, the next Rashi on our Amud, Da'afil Yesh Le'idis Mesalik Pekesef Iba'i. See the Lashin Rashi? Here already, that beis, whatever you want to say, that beis, you're not going to be able to say over here. Le'inyan Meitav, Da'afil Yesh Le'idis Mesalik Pekesef Iba'i. What does Rashi say? That even if you have edis, you can choose, if you want, to give kesef, which means that you could also choose to give edis. Now already, whatever you think that day, so Rashi meant karka and rotsa, you know, visa vimetautel, and here it's clear you can give karka over kesef. So that for sure, the steer. So what could we do? We could say a very beautiful thing. Stick with Torah, but not really, not so bad. What's driving the Ramah? Why does Kesef take priority over Karka? Why? High timer! Metaltlin over Karka, Kesef over Metaltlin and over certainly over Karka. What's driving the Ramah? Who's, what's Svara Metav? What's Svara Metav? The Svara was mentioned in Davzayin and Beis, or Papa, Rabunde Rishua, that the Kom Nira Metavu, because you could sell it. So if you go with that definition of Meitav, then what follows is a hierarchy. Then obviously closer to Kesef is more Meitav than what's not close to Kesef. Therefore, if you have Kesef, you can't be Karka. If you have a Talton, you can't get Karka. That's within that Svar. But on Daf Tes, we have Rav Huna. Rav Huna gave a different answer to the Stira. Oh, Kesef, oh, Meitav. The whole din Meitav is only within the world of Karka. And then otherwise, oh, Kesef, oh, Meitav. He doesn't necessarily accept that Svar of his definition of a metav is what is considered to be choice, whatever is considered quality. So therefore, for him, there's no reason to think that kesef has more shein metav and his priority over karka idis. That's only within who? With Rav Papa earlier. So say like this, to answer this theory in Rashi. Rashi in Gittin is going like the shita of Avraham Papa, Avraham Ben Yeshua, maybe the Halacha is like them, the Rif Paskin is like them after all. So if you understand Meitav the way they understood Meitav, that Meitav is defined by what is considered to be more sellable, more convertible to Kesef. So Rashi is going according to that Mahalach of Meitav, and therefore Rashi makes clear that the whole din of Meitav is of Karka is only when you don't have Kesef. If you have Kesef, that's going to be the key of Meitav, Kesef. Right? So that's Rashi and Gittin. So Rashi's going according to the Shita that maybe he holds the Halacha. Rashi and the Mishnah and Bava Kama, and certainly Rashi here and Daftes, which is Mamish within Rav Huna. So that Rashi is going within Rav Huna. Rav Huna does not accept the answer that they gave to the Stiras HaPsukin. Rav Huna doesn't define Meitav in terms of what's more converted to Kesef. Rav Huna looks at Meitav in terms of an objective idea of whatever, you know, or what's desirable, let's just say, not because of kesa per se, what's desirable. So therefore, for that, karka idis is considered meitav, just even if you have kesa. In our sugya, it's for sure the case, because he's the next Rashi, he's going within Rav Huna. That beis, why did Rashi choose to explain within Rav Huna? I don't know. But it could be Rashi, that beis doesn't mean because the other option was metaltalin. Would be a way out, but you don't have to say it. Rashi could say in Rotsa, Rashi's Lashon could be, again, even if you have Kesef. Im Rotsa Lefroa Lo Karka. What else did he have? Kesef. Why? Because Rav Huna said, oh Kesef, oh Meitav. That means that Rav Huna holds you can give Meitav just as well as Kesef. Who holds you can't do it? Rav Papa and Rav Huna, sure, earlier. So Rashi again goes like those Amoraim. Rashi here in Bava Kamma goes like Rifa.
That if one wants to give karka, he can because the
Yad.
So can we say
that was what the rush because he wanted. That's what seems from the rush, right? Right. So that. But so that's why I wanted to say that they don't accept necessarily what the Muki Yosef was saying. The Rama was saying, right? But Rashi seems to say otherwise. Rashi seems to say like the Rama. I mean, that's the Rashi and Gittin. Rashi and Gittin said like the Rama, right? That if you have kesef, you can't give karka. But Rashi said in Rotsa lefrolo karka, Rashi in that base. Okay, what's in Rotsa? Karka, metaltalin karka, vezuzi, unclear. Certainly it's not complete like the Muki Yosef. Rashi on the test, though, is mashma, that even if he has kesef and karka, he could give kesef, he could also give karka. So that would be against the Rashi and Gittin. Again, or maybe the two Rashis are following different shittas in Meid. Yeah?
So clarify. Then Rashi's understanding of Papa goes like the Rama.
Yes. Yes. And remember, we both said we built it out of the Rama. The entire Rama is predicated on a high timer. Go back to the Lashon of the Rama. The Rama is predicated on the Mahalach of Rav Papa. Now we noted, according to the Rush, even though the Rush also paskins like Rav Papa and earlier, but it doesn't automatically force him into the corner of the Rama. You have to say that allows for him to also pay. To the Meitav of Metaltrin, but doesn't mean that he has to give Metaltrin. Could be that the Chiv is not to give what's Karbo Kesef. The Chiv is to give Meitav. But this also is Meitav, but I could also give Karka. But it could be the Rama is correct also. If Umaisvi goes to our Papa, then you have to give Kesef over, or Metaltrin over Karka. You have to give Kesef over anything else. Rav Huna says otherwise, O Kesef, O Meitav.
The Rush understands Rav Papa like Rashi. We were saying Rashi is Rav Huna.
Yeah, kind of. I mean, the Rush didn't go with Rav Papa to the extent that the Rama took Rav Papa. Correct. But the Rashi and Gittin squares with what the Rama is saying in terms of that if you have kesef, you can't get. What does the Rambam hold? I gave you the Rambam. It's a very interesting draw here. Yes, I didn't give you originally, but already icing on the cake. The Rambam, Perek Ches Halacha Yud, Niskei Mamon, Lashon HaRambam, Kishe Beis Din Niskakin, Ligvos HaNizik Minichsei HaMazik, when Beis Din enters to collect from the Chasim of the Mazik, Govin Men Metaltrin Tchila, they go first to Metaltrin, Im Lo Hayu Lo Metaltrin Klal, O Shaloyim Metaltrin Kineget Kohen, it's like Govin Bishar, what does the Rambam say? When Beis Din collects from the Mazik, they go to Metaltrin first. If it's not no Metaltrin or not enough to collect, then they go to Karka, which Karka Idis. The Kozman Sheyimtsu Metaltrin Afilu Subin Enis Kakin LeKarka. Again, what did the Rambam say? If you have Metaltrin, even Subin, you don't go to Karka. In other words, the Rambam gave you what Kedima seemingly? A Kedima of what? Metaltrin over Karka. Does the Rambam mean simply that the Mazik has the choice to give Metaltrin? Like the Bach thought in the tour? Or does the Rambam sound to you like he's saying the Mazik doesn't have a choice, but he has to give Metaltrin, even if he'd prefer to give the Karka? How do you read the Rambam? Remember, the two ways of having the tour, you could probably ask yourself on the Rambam. Right. How would you get from the Rambam that the Mazik still has a choice, but he has a right to give Metaltrin, so the Nizik cannot force him to give Karka? But if he wants to, he could. Or does the Rambam mean stronger than that the Mazik has no option to give Karka? He has to give Metaltrin. Look carefully at the Lashon Rambam. What do you get from the Rambam? Yaakov? Sounds to you that he's saying he has to give Metaltrin. Everyone agrees? Lamaisa, you're right. The Gruss says like you. I mean, I'm not 100%, but I hear the Lashon is strongly mashma that way. In the tour already, you can see why the Bach could tie in what he said in the tour. The Rambam is mashma. There's a kedima mamish against the will of the mazik. He could prefer karka. He's got to give metal to it. So the Rambam therefore is halfway like the Muki Yosef. He gave you the kedima metalton over karka. What didn't the Rambam tell us? The kedima of kesef before metalton. So that's a very interesting thing. There's a long gra. I'll let you look at it. The gra is here at the bottom in front of the Shulchan Aruch. They put it here in the Frankel Rambam. A few different likutim from the gra. The gra has a novel suggestion. I mean, he basically pairs the Rambam with the Rambam. I'll tell you a little bit outside, not the whole shtickle Torah. It's mamish and shtickle Torah in the Gra. Mamish, you have to read the Gemara differently. But he peers the Rambam with the Ramah, and he assumes that just like the Rambam says, metalton comes before karka, what also would mean is that kesef, and he learns that kesef and metalton are the same. Not kesef before metalton. The Ramah says kesef, shavah kesef, right, and then karka. He learns that kesef and shavah kesef are the same. But he has a novel reading of this Gemara. He says, what's the marker for the Rambam? What's the marker? So the Rambam had a marker because he defined Meitav the way he did from the early Gemara. The Gra says the Rambam's marker is Rav Huna. Wow, Rav Huna. Rav Huna's words were what? O Kesef, O Meitav. Says the Gra, the Rambam read it this way. O Kesef, comma. O Meitav. O Kesef, that's first. Kesef includes Shava Kesef. Omeita. Now you have to know how you read the rest of the Gemara. So what's the rest of the Gemara? So he has to have a whole new pshat nest. Ask Rav Nachman, what about Shava Kesef? Hatani Shava Kesef. And for the Gemara, Bidaleske. He learns Bidaleske is going on Rav Huna. It's a whole new pshat in the Gemara. We'll see it in the Gemara here. In the middle of the Gra, in the left column.
What does it say? Oh.
Oh, Kesef is, that's the first place you go. That's Kesef. That's going to be Mekalatim. Oh, Meta. Weird. What about Shabbat Kesef? So, Marcus, with the Lesley. Meaning, with the Lesley, when you don't have Metav, no, sorry, the way he reads it is, ain't no metaltalin. Then you give meta. Pshita. Obviously, if all you have is karka, you're going to give karka. And for the Gemara, salka daita chamina, you have to sell your karka. You hear? Sell your karka to give them kesef. Kamash malon, they don't have to do that. So, but the last day is in Rav Huna. It's a whole new reading of Panim Chadashis in the Gemara. That's the Gemara. To explain a marker for the Rambam. But the Rambam is interesting. The Rambam didn't directly spell out that Kesef comes first, but the Rambam did seem to say Metalton comes before Karka. Yes, Elio.
I understand Rabbi Schleshman and the Torah and the Rambam, but I don't understand how the Bach could say that he has a preference.
What the Bach said in the Torah was that all the Torah was saying was that the Mazik has the right to give metaltalin. Not that he can't give karka if he'd rather give karka. If the nizik demands karka, the mazik can still say, I'm giving you metaltalin. That's all the Torah meant.
Rabbi Rosen also saying that he could give karka if he wanted.
Yes, that's what the Bach is saying, but that's a Torah. The Torah never meant that he has no choice. He has to give metaltalin, and even if he'd rather give karka, he's got to give metaltalin. The Torah never meant that. Reis Yosef took it that way. The Bach, and the Gra quotes that as well. In the same one Gra, you can look at it, have fun, look at the Gra carefully, every line, every word. He quotes the Bach and the Drisha. But in terms of the Rambam, he ends up saying that the Rambam is like the Ramah in this regard, that you have to metal, but he says that the Rambam got it from Apun himself. That's not the way we learned the Ramah. I mean, Pashtus, the Ramah didn't, I mean, the Gra clearly didn't mean it in the Ramah, he meant in the Rambam. But the Ramah's marker is Rav Huna earlier, or Rav Papa earlier, not Rav Huna here. Rav Huna here, and that was our whole answer with the Rashi, the two Rashis. That was our whole yeshiva to the Stira and Rashi. The two Rashis are going according to different Manda Omrim. The Manda Omar of Rav Papa, Rav Huna, Rishua, that's the Rashi in Gittin, and Rashi on that day is in Bava Kama, it's Rav Huna. Okay, what we have in the Gra is, even Rav Huna is O Kesef O Meta. I want to end with one more Nakuda, back to the Tosas and Davav on the days. Shmuel, you asked me at the end of yesterday, so we'll bring it in now. One more Ha'ara on that Tosas. Okay, back to Rav, Rav Amar Beis Tosfos references our Gemara, right? This is the kash of the Trumas HaKri, the brother of Iksos, this kash. The Gemara gives an afkamina. The case of Rav Shmuel Rabbi Akiva would be that they're arguing about is Rav Shmuel says the nizik shemina, Rabbi Akiva says the mazik shemina. What's the afkamina? When the edis of the nizik is the burus of the mazik, so Rabbi Shmuel would hold that you can get away with giving ziburis of the mazik. That's the nizik's edis. But Rabbi Akiva, you got to give your own edis. That's the nafkamina. Who's the chumra? Who's the chumra? Rabbi Akiva. Tosis questions, why not find a case that Rabbi Shmuel, who says b'shel nizik, is the chumra? Tosis says, you can't tell me that he would have to buy karka to fulfill edis the nizik. He's not mechuyev to buy. But Tosis does end up with a nafkamina. So what's the final nafkamina Tosis brings? He says that the mazik doesn't have karka that matches edis the nizik, but he has his own, what's his edis. So Rekiva would say, give your edis, fine. But if it's not equal to the edis of the nizik, what would Rabbi Shmuel require of you, says Tosis? That if you go with the manda amar, who holds, O kesef o meitav, who's that? Rav Huna. So then he'd have to give kesef. Like the last two words of Tosis, yeah? Again, clear? Tosis says, where could we have a nafkamina that Rishmoel l'chumra if the mazik's best does not match up to the nizik's best? So Rabbi Akiva would suffice to give the mazik's best. Rishmoel would require you to give what? Oh, kesef, oh, meitav. Your meitav is not meitav the nizik, so what do? You pay kesef. So yesterday we spoke about that in one regard. What, with regard to Rashi, according to Rashi, there's no such thing because okay, Kesef Ometav is a different idea. Good. Ask the Truma Sakri. Why did Tosus need to bring Rav Huna for the Nafkamina? Who's the other one that answered the Stira besides Rav Huna? Rav Papa and Vuna Ben Rishua. What did they say? That when it comes to Metaltalin, Kol Mili Metavu, right? No? So the same thing. Same thing. According to Rabbi Akiva, you give your best. According to Rabbi Yishmael, meat of the nizik, you don't have meat of the nizik. So what do you have to give? What do you have to give? Komili, metat. Why does Tosis harp on Rav Huna's O Kesef O Meitav any more than Rav Papa of Rabbi Yeshua? I mean, the same point, right? The nafkamina would be, according to Rabbi Yishmael, you can't fulfill either the nizik. So you have to give meitav in the form of metaltalin, afshav kesef. This is a kasha that I thought brought the Shuvas Meril Diskin has this kasha. Someone asked him, and he's ma'arich on this, Truma Sakri. What could we answer? So this, I think, is what Truma Sakri answers, the brother of the Ksos. If Tosis holds like the Ramah, the Muki Yosef, so then it wouldn't be a nafkamina. Why not? But what are we saying? According to Rabbi Shmuel, and only according to Rabbi Shmuel, you'd have to give what? You don't have meitav the nizik. What would you have to give? According to Rabbi Huna and Papa, what would you have to give? Metaltalin. And according to Rabbi Akiva, if you have metaltalin, what would you have to give? According to the Ramah, what would you have to give? It's not after me. If Tosis holds like the Ramah, that there's a metaltalin comes before karka, that couldn't be a nafkamina. In this regard, because you have to give metaltalin regardless. What does Tosus say? Nafkamina would be, now you have to figure this out. If you hold a Rav Huna, O kesef O meitav, so according to Shmuel, you have to give kesef. According to Rabbi Akiva, you can give meitav karka. That's Rav Huna. But this is the Ramah was operating within Rav Papa of Vunbe Yeshua. According to that, according to their understanding of Meitav, then you cannot give Karka if you have Metaltalin. So Tosis wouldn't be able to say Nafkamina for Rabbi Yishmael over Rabbi Akiva. According to Rabbi Yishmael, you don't have Meitav the Nizik. So what do you give? You have to give Metaltalin Shavu Kesef, which is Meitav. According to Rabbi Akiva, if you have Metaltalin, you have to give that anyway. It's fascinating. That could be a terrence for Tosis, why Tosis didn't give that Nafkamina. If you don't want to go that route and don't know what titosis to the Ramah, you have to know what could be the answer. Thinking, maybe, maybe another solution. Maybe the pshat in Rav Papa Rav Yishui is if there's a din of meta, that's how you can fulfill it with metaltelin. According to Bishmael, meta is meta of the nizik. If you don't have it, you don't have it. You can't say, oh, but now it's mechayiv you to give metaltelin. Rav Huna, oh kesef, oh metav. So if you can't have metav, you have to do kesef. Kesef is equal to metav. All Rav Papa said was this qualifies as metav, but that's only if it's chaladin of metav. So then you can fulfill it with this. I can be yod saying the Torah says metav sadei. That's what Torah said. I can fulfill it with metaltelin. But if I don't have a way to fulfill metav sadeo because it doesn't equal me, zel, all bets are off. You can't say, I'm mechuyev to give you metaltelin. No. In Rav Huna, o kesef, o metav. So therefore, if I don't have metav, I have to give kesef. So Bishma would require you to give kesef. Rabbi Kiva says, give your best karka. That's good. But to say, according to the other man, the Omar, that according to Rabbi Akiva, you give your karka. According to Rabbi Shmuel, you're mechuyev to give metaltelin? No. Kol mila metav means that I could be yotze metav by giving you metaltelin instead of karka. But not that if I can't have a din, it's not chal a din of metav sadeyu, I'm mechuyev to give you metaltelin. It has to be chal first a din of metav sadeyu. The Torah says metav sadeyu. Now I can be yotze with metaltelin, but not that the din metav sadeyu would dictate I have to give metaltelin. So maybe that's what Tosfos couldn't give the nafkamina of the other man, the Amin. Okay, a lot to chas, right? Yeah.